Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and in this day and age, it's a pretty common sight to see video games supported far down the line with extra content. However, some DLCs, either in an effort to shift units or for lack of foresight, utterly upended their respective video games. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game DLCs that broke everything. Number 8, Assassin's Creed Origins DLC Glitch. No matter how much Ubisoft likes to dress up AC in new clothing and settings, they're effectively the same experience sold to you over and over again. Now, not that there's anything wrong with that if you like high-octane stealth and rooftop running action or enjoy churning through enough side content to fill at least 2 other games at a time, but you'd think that all of this copy-pasting would mean that the experience would be smooth sailing, right? Well, as we know, the AC series does seem to love shipping in half-finished states, resulting in humorous and rather horrifying glitches aplenty, yet the strangest of all actually became a quite serious one, and it was found in the pre-order DLC for Assassin's Creed Origins. The deluxe edition of the game came with a code for a mission called Ambush at Sea. However, for a fair old while, the only thing being ambushed was your bloody console, as the game would actually freeze when loading the encounter. Oh well, you might think to yourself, I'll just wait until this is fixed, right? Well, I've got some bad news for you there, pal, as if you encountered this bug, there was a high chance that your save file would become corrupted and that you'd be starting the experience all over again. Brilliant. Number 7, the Mark II weapons, GTA 5 Online. When it comes to broken weapons, items, and vehicles, GTA 5 is basically the devil's playground. The game is so chock full with ridiculousness at every level that it almost becomes a case of Syndrome from The Incredibles, aka when everything is overpowered, well, nothing is. Still, that being said, the Mark II weapons that were introduced in the Doomsday Heist DLC update truly were a set of game changers. A collection of updated and super kitted out weapons with unique add-ons that hit with the same heft as their weighty price tags would suggest. Even the updated pistols packed enough punch and range to down opponents from a country mile away, but the standout star of this utter shit show was the pump-action shotgun that now fired explosive rounds. Getting from A to B in the online section is hard enough, but with somebody raining down this fresh hell upon you, it might well be better to stay inside. The world instantly became more deadly with this weapon's release, and for some, it was all just a bit too much. Number 6, the CR56 AMAX, Call of Duty Mobile. Now, balancing FPS games is something that I imagine to be an utterly thankless task. No matter how much you tip the scale when it comes to making sure weapons deliver the correct amount of damage and recoil, there's always going to be a portion of the community that will be up in arms about the changes. You've nerfed it too much, it's too powerful, you literally can't win. Well, actually, scratch that, because if you use the CR56 AMAX in Call of Duty Mobile, you'll most definitely win at least a few matches with this gun, as in its current state at the time of recording, it's quite literally a gun without fault. Perfect handling, huge damage output, and a clip size large enough to let even trigger-happy players run wild, this DLC weapon is making a name for itself in all the wrong ways, as it downs opponents again and again. Guns like this make for a huge problem in online games, as when a community realizes that there's literally no downside to using it, suddenly matches are flooded with loadouts centered around them. As such, the experience becomes a homogenous slog that punishes those who don't shell out for the premium pass or grind enough to unlock this overpowered piss taker. Number 5, pretty much every DLC character in Smash. Now, it might seem like a bit of a cop-out to wave a white-gloved hand across the slew of DLC characters that have rocked up in Smash Ultimate as of late and decry them all as overpowered, but trust me, to any Smash fan worth their salt, there is something truly fishy going on with these downloadable duelists. In an effort that seems to be purpose-designed to motivate players to purchase them, each time a new face arrives on the scene, they absolutely start smashing the faces off literally everyone else. And as we all know, if a new character is dominating the rankings, you're gonna be more inclined to buy them in order to keep up in the competition. Then, after a few months of running rampant, a series of nerfs will bring them into line just in time for a new fighter to begin the cycle all over again. Gee, it's almost like this is planned. What a coincidence! All conspiracy theories aside, the impact this has on the game is actually pretty noticeable, flipping the tables with each release and requiring patches to set the cutlery up again so that we can all sit down and feast on some fists and fighting fun. Number 4. The Harvester. Fallout 4 Far Harbor. The Fallout series is no stranger to weapons and equipment that utterly break the game, and one could look to the likes of the never-ending minigun or the downright offensive explosive shotgun as examples of weapons that turn the title into an absolute clown college. But the Far Harbor DLC actually ended up offering something else that these other weapons couldn't, and that is the ability to down enemies without taking a single point of damage. The sole survivor may come across a unique rip a variant called the Harvester. While sporting a nice skin, this weapon's sole purpose is to remove that of your foes and will do so with bloody gusto. The thing that makes the Harvester utterly game-breaking, however, is the fact that it has the staggering effect baked into it. You know, that thing that makes enemies, regardless of their size, stumble back for a few seconds, allowing you to follow up with yet more attacks? Well, now apply this to a weapon that hits multiple times a second, and suddenly you see how this leaves the game in utter tatters. As now you can just run up to an opponent and spam lock them into oblivion. And with some mods to this weapon, you can up the damage and armor penetration of this beast and turn even mythic deathclaws into utter jokes. Number 3. Max Payne 3 – The Bomb Suit DLC. Max Payne 3 is a title that simply screams excess from its very core, as when it comes to content, it can be a bit overwhelming to digest all at once. Not only do you get a phenomenally fun single-player mode with a rather lengthy campaign, but the title also snuck in a multiplayer offering that nobody expected to be as good as it was. Somehow the devs had made an enjoyable and frantic experience and took the question of, well, how the hell are you gonna make bullet time work online, and answered with, just watch and bloody learn. The chaos of these multiplayer matches was as high as the praise for this unexpected smash hit, yet that all came to a screeching halt come the Hostage Negotiation DLC pack. This expansion added in a slew of new items and weapons, but one stood out like a sore middle finger, and that was the Bomb Suit, a new protective piece of gear that limited the damage dealt by explosions to the player. Unfortunately, the suit afforded way too much protection, and soon it was a case of if you weren't using this, you were just a walking target. Players who coupled this with the Taurus Model 608 became utter gods, smashing out high damage while also taking absolutely none in return. In a few short weeks, the game became a ghost town as it alienated newcomers to such an extreme that it wasn't even fun anymore. And that's a real shame. Number 2. Resident Evil 2 – Unlock Everything. Now, this one is actually a bit painful to talk about, and it's for one simple reason. The Resident Evil 2 remake might well be one of my favourite video game experiences in recent memory. The love and attention to detail that Capcom put into this project was truly something to be championed, and it brought a beloved classic roaring back into relevancy when it dropped in 2019. The balancing of new and old was, in my opinion, utterly perfect, as was the frantic action which always seemed to just hit when you'd least expect it. Therefore, it was such a shame to see all of this balance completely undone by a rather oily decision to offer players the chance to unlock every reward in the game for a one-time payment of $5. This means that players could instantly have access to infinite ammo weapons, unbreakable knives, and expanded inventories. And in doing so, it removed the horror and tension from the experience, as well as denying players the enjoyment of actually completing the game under certain criteria to unlock the more powerful playthings. Blasting apart zombies with a rocket launcher that never, ever quits is indeed a fun time, but it is also most definitely a broken one. And number 1, Need for Speed Online in its entirety. While the previous entry might have shown how doling out the dollars might delete the atmosphere of a game, when it comes to the sad case of Need for Speed Online, its chase of pocket change ultimately killed the experience stone dead. After a fairly successful launch, EA decided to change the in-game economy to focus more and more on selling card packs to would-be drifters, offering up new items for your car, decals, enhancements, and the like. Yet, in amongst these was a series of gameplay-affecting cards that could be used in the races themselves. These turbo boosts and boost cooldown cards single-handedly broke the experience, and thanks to subsequent DLC updates, became more and more prevalent in card packs. Soon, it was very possible to see racers infinitely boost through races, spending cards to cool down and then just rocketing off again into the distance. As a result, the game became pay-to-win in a very literal sense, with poorer racers unable to even keep up with those burning a hole in their wallets and now into the asphalt themselves. It's no wonder that the game became an absolute spam fest in the months that followed, and ultimately, it killed the title entirely. What a shame.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.